welcome back to the program. Fabulous show for you. Hope you are enjoying your Sunday. I'm Dr. Tony. We're nationwide, all across the country. Love your emails, drtony2014@gmail.com. We go to New York City right now to welcome a wonderful lady. She has the most magnificent, sedative, beautiful, kind, compassionate voice. Lynn Singer joins us right now. Peace, light, and beauty. And she's all of those things. Welcome, Lynn. It's nice to have you.
Well, Tony, after that, I was almost afraid to speak, but thank you so much. It's quite beautiful.
And I mean sedative. I mean sedative in a lovely way.
Yes. Well, I have a tape out, actually, that people, when they can't find their voice, they do use it to go to sleep.
Yes, and we all need that, considering our chaotic world. Breaking into Brilliance. You got a new
breaking
book. It's a workbook.
Brilliance.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is
a workbook in it. Breaking into Brilliance is... The fullness of it is that it's an online experience, and it is interactive. There's a workbook embedded in the book online. It's animated of my artwork and photography, and I voiced it, having done much work and with narration and voiceovers for over 20 years. So the book is about awakening of creative consciousness. And it's a 9-year baby, and been quite extraordinary because it's moving through the channels of resistance that we have to our own brilliance, from unconsciousness to freedom. And there's many, many, many pathways. I just had a young man here. I've been working acting and teaching acting and teaching voice, and I just had a young man working on a monologue here, very, very, very gifted young guy, but bottled up. He could not fully express the emotional life. And so much of the release that is necessary for all of us is in the body. And as soon as we began to do some body work today, the flow that came out of him was gorgeous. So I just want to encourage our listeners that when they get into a sense of any kind of despair or any kind of fear, disgruntledness, meditation, of course, is imperative, but through the body. Give your body a chance. Start moving it. Run, dance, kick, scream, whatever it takes to just get it moving. That's my little piece of body work for our listeners today.
Yeah, and it's fantastic, and I want you to stay with us for the remainder of the broadcast, Lynn.
Oh, I will, of course.
You have this remarkable way, and I say this, and we have never met. We've just talked on the phone very briefly. You have this remarkable way because you're such a magnificent coach, such a magnificent teacher. You talk about finding the place within yourself where nothing is impossible. And that case with that young man, I was right there with you because we get stuck in our ways and bound by our perspectives. So you were helping this person move his body, and obviously work with women as well, move their body in a different way, a different direction. And as a result, being at peace with oneself and being still and being mindful will allow you to reach new heights. Am I on the right track when I say that?
Yes. I think that we have to work. We have to work in many ways to really settle in. And some people, the meditation does it. You know, if they get into a great meditation practice, they have the ability to move through the channel of their whatever, their despairs, and move into a light in themselves. Other people are really deeply connected to their body, and they need to use the body to move into that same place. And especially with very young people, I think that that's imperative. It's not to say they won't have a meditation practice and that this young man isn't even in a meditation practice. He possibly is, but he had to express it through his body. And I've done a tremendous, many, many years of body work, as well as yoga and as well as meditation. And I need both, but I need it differently at different times.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick little break in just a moment. If you have just joined us, you listen to the Dr. Tony Show. Our special guest is Lynn Singer from New York City. She teaches mindfulness. She teaches various acting, aspects of acting, voice, and helping the body and the mind and the heart and the soul and the very essence of your being discover who you truly are. And when you find out who you truly are, nothing really can stand in your way. And Lynn helps people find their brilliance, find their magnificence, and find themselves. And in the process, they can reach for the stars. We will take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Lynn from New York City. You are listening to The Dr. Tony Show. We are nationwide. Keep those emails rolling in. You have a lot of questions for me. I know that I'll get to some of them. And people email me all the time from all over the country. It's quite remarkable. Doc Tony, D-O-C-T-O-N-Y, 2014, at gmail.com. D-O-C-T-O-N-Y, 2014, at gmail.com. Breaking into brilliance. Lynn Singer, we'll be back with more of The Dr. Tony Show and Lynn in just a moment. We'll be right back.
This is the Talk Radio Network at talkradionetwork.com.